League Baseball insider Tracy Ringlesby joining us here on the program as the Rockies get ready to take on the San Diego Padres. Tracy, how you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing outstanding. And the Rockies off to a pretty good start, 5-2. And, you know, it's interesting. They're actually doing it with the top half of their lineup, you know, outside of Nolan Arenado, really struggling right now to get anything going. Maybe Blackman got things going. But what has been your impression of the first week for Colorado Rockies baseball?
Well, I really liked it because I think the element that I felt has been missing for so long is there. They've got six legitimate guys that can pitch in the latter innings of a game. And, you know, when you think about it, they're 5-2 and they've been outscored by 2 runs. So that what they've done is they have won tight games. They've won the close games. They haven't let games get away from them. When they have gotten beaten, they've just had a bad day. You know, you're like 10-6. It was 10-4 at one point. They get beat 10-6. But, you know, all 5 wins have been either 1 or 2 runs. And so you've got guys finishing games off for you.
You're exactly right. The bullpen has been the real bright spot. And again, I hate to keep bringing this up because everybody I talk to, that when we talk baseball, I bring up Greg Holland. And I think, you know, as good as Ian Desmond could be, he's not playing for them right now. I thought Holland, if he came back the way he was when Kansas City won it all, they could be really, really something special. And so far, so good with him because he hadn't the Tommy John surgery doesn't seem to have affected him right now.
Well, look at how many pitchers are pitching that have had Tommy John surgery.
Right.
I mean, it's really become almost like it takes a little over a year to rehab from it, but guys come back and they don't seem to lose much out of it. And you know, here's a guy that it happened so early with him. He actually, most relievers take a year. Most starters take a year and a half. Well, yeah, a year and a half from his surgery to the start of the season. And, I mean, we get to the other factors with him. One, he and Foster have a very close relationship because Foster was his bullpen coach when he came up to the big leagues in Kansas City. And then you add on to that he and Darren Holmes both live in Asheville, North Carolina. So they've crossed paths a lot over time. So there was a true feeling on the Rockies' part that they would understand as well as anybody exactly where he was in his comeback, and they were confident there. I think the other thing you can't overlook, though, Keith, is that the knee really was a problem for McGee, and he's come out. He's throwing great now. I mean, the other day they get the save in their home opener, and their three main guys are all down that day.
Right.
You know, they're able to come in with the other three. So that's, to me, as big as anything, is that, yeah, I mean, Holland's going to be the guy, but you're not going to pitch 7 days a week. And they can back him up with McGee. You probably won't see Holland and McGee pitch the same day very often because they want to make sure they have McGee available for those other days. They don't want to blow them both out at the same time. So, no, I think it's important. They're going to get the young kids focused back again in the rotation and get that moving forward. But they've done a good job. And, you know, the two best offensive players are the guys that you are most worried about. Reynolds and Parra.
Yeah, no kidding.
They weren't supposed to be playing, right? And, you know, they both have really been a huge lift. But, you know, that's how there's 155 games left, so I'm not going to say that there's anything is definitive. But you know, when you're a team that has success, you have people picking it up throughout the season because you can't just have one player carry your team. And right now, I mean, that's a huge lift to have Parr and Reynolds both out there playing the way they're playing. It kind of covers up the fact that Dahl and Desmond aren't available, and it's going to be interesting because. Talking with Reynolds the other day, you know, he had a chance with $3 million to go to Korea. He says, I got three young boys. They like Denver. I like Denver. When I turned down a guaranteed deal from them in October because I thought there might be more in the market. When all of a sudden I realized I was going to take a non-roster invite to camp, I was coming back to Colorado because I trusted the people here. And it's worked out well. But then he said, you know, the interesting thing when you come back, Dez is such a better athlete than I am. Well, they put him in the outfield and leave me at first base on those days that they need someone to fill in the outfield. That'll be an interesting decision that Buddy Block's going to have to make.
as far as starting pitching goes, I mean, outside of one bad inning for John Gray, he's been really, really good, and I know you have to factor that inning in. Sensatellis was outstanding. I thought Freeland, what a story that was on opening day. The young guys that we mentioned have been really, really good so far, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday Anderson had a blip, but saw enough of Anderson last year to know that he's capable of pitching at Coors Field. You know what he can do. He was just having trouble throwing strikes yesterday more than anything else. He didn't have the command that he needs to have. I think, again, you get back to the Coors Field factor. Young guys are more apt to be able to be successful and deal with it than veteran guys who have been around for a while and have gotten kind of comfortable in a situation. The young guys come in, they're still trying to prove something. So the challenge of the field just becomes something else to keep them going forward. I think it's worked well. It's going to be interesting. I think there's a lot of potential there. I think Harry Ralston Black has an ability to keep everything in a calm atmosphere. It's a nice mix right now. We'll see. We've got 1 week out of 6 months out of the way, but it felt good early, and it felt good in the spring.
Is it funny how we're talking about is again 1 week into the season and you know things are looking good. You're exactly right though. We've got so much time left, and you know I know the answer to my next question, but a lot of people are talking about how the fact that it's been a struggle for some of the guys. You know, LeMahieu, we know he can hit. Story, we saw what he could do, although he doesn't have as big a sample size as LeMahieu, and you'll see Blackman get going. You know, there is no concern with the offense. They're going to get this going, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's the worry at all, and that's why I say that the big part of this is that those guys are struggling and they're 5-2.
Right.
You know, Gonzalez hasn't done what he's capable of doing. Nolan's had a couple of big hits, but he hasn't just gone out and hit one of those lights out games. LeMahieu, maybe the pinch hitting, you know, coming off the bench yesterday helped him because he had that old stroke back. He hit that ball into right center field yesterday twice in his two at bats. Now, maybe those things start to work out, but you know, the biggest thing, and it could be a little bit of a pressure that, say, Nolan Arenado's feeling, or DJ LeMahieu's feeling, you won a batting title last year, and you want to come back and prove that it wasn't a fluke and prove that you did something right. And, you know, sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and relax a little bit. You can't push it. You can't demand it to happen. You have to let it happen.
I think he was just struggling because he knew Saturday night was his bobblehead night, and he was really nervous about that.
Was a batting title bobblehead.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We got four of them sitting at the house because everybody wanted one, so I don't know what we're going to do with all our bobbleheads.
Well, give one to Dave.
That, you know what? That might make him feel pretty good. I agree with that.
I don't know if anything could make him feel pretty good.
He was supposed to be on the show today, but I something must have come up. He actually made an appearance down at the station. But he was supposed to be on the show today, maybe later in the week, so you lucked out.
Dang, sorry for everybody that had to deal with him today. I'm sure he was cranky when he came in, too, wasn't he?
No, he was good. He's in good spirits. He's really, he's recovering well, and, you know, he hadn't even lost a step. In fact, he's made a game
to step. That's good, because there weren't many that he had left to lose.
Yeah, he did not have many left to lose. So anything out of the ordinary first week of baseball, Tracy, that's got caught your eye from anywhere around the league?
I think Seattle's a little bit worried right now about the way they've started out. I mean, I think they thought they were going to really go out and make a statement early, and you know, I think they came home 1-5, and they're scuffling a little bit today in their home opener, and I think that's a team. It's kind of like the Rockies. I think the better they start, the better they're going to deal with adversity when the season comes. But when you're a team that hasn't won and everybody thinks you have a chance to make a move, you need to have some success early to convince yourselves that everybody else is right and that you don't have to go out and prove to them that you're good enough to be there, but you start to get confidence in yourself and build it up. So I think the big concerns come with teams that are supposed to be the sleepers. And if they don't wake up real early in the season, then they can have problems because they don't know how to come back necessarily. They start to believe that, you know, the way they've been mediocre, and they still are.
Tracy, always good to catch up with you, and we'll talk next week. A day off for the Rockies next week when we talk.
Yeah, they have a they have a couple of days off next week. I think they just go to L.A. for two games, right? Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday after starting off. But it's their only 2 days off this month.
Yeah, they had 14 in a row to get it all started. So that's right. But again, that's where that bullpen depth comes back, because we go back to Friday. You'd use those guys in Milwaukee so much that none of the three of them were available. And everyone's holding their breath thinking, what are you doing bringing McGee in the ninth inning with a lead? But, you know, you can't blow out Holland in the first week.
Definitely not. Always good, Tracy. Thank you so much.
Okay.